Welcome to Eclipse, a Dungeons & Dragons sci-fi fantasy thriller. I'm Jeremy Fair, my pronouns are he, him, and I will be the Dungeon Master.
My name is Megan Kelleher, my pronouns are she, her, and I play Ava Elkin, whose pronouns are also she, her.
I'm Cage, I'll be playing Solred Boothammer, and both of our pronouns are she, hers.
I'm Danny, I'll be playing Whiskey, and both of our pronouns are she, hers.
I'm Rob, I'll be playing Info-O-Scott, and our pronouns are he, they.
And I'm Adam DeWeese, I go by he, him, and I'll be playing Dr. Shepard, who goes by they, them.
Last time on Eclipse, you all were in a battle. What a surprise. And you were being held by the held person spell by a couple of spellcasting Kuatoa. This fight was pretty brutal. It looked pretty bleak. However, Whiskey came in clutch, was able to break free from hold person, cast a fireball, and kill everything. There were a few stragglers, but they were taken care of pretty deftly by everybody else. And now, you are all injured, you're all beaten and scraped, but you are alive, and you are in this cave. Right now, there is a silence you haven't experienced in only a couple minutes. Like, you all warped through this gate, showed up here, explored what you thought was a dragon, and then got in this big fight that really only lasted like a couple of minutes, but it was a very intense couple of minutes. And now there's silence except for the running water inside of this cave. What are you all going to do?
I want a nap.
Can we go home?
Well, I don't have enough spells to take us home, so I'm going to have to rest before I can do that.
There is a portal behind you.
Right, but I have to use magic.
But don't we have to get Lizardman?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
No!
Excuse you.
Fantastic.
You did all chase Sultan through the portal.
Howard will be heartbroken, and so will I, if our big lizard fellow does not get found.
Just real quick, out of character, I completely forgot that Howard and Zoltan had some kind of weird...
Excuse you, it is not weird, it is love.
Would you have...
There's nothing weird between two lizards of different sizes, okay?
They both have cloaca, and that's what counts. Would you have followed Axel through the portal?
Fuck no.
That asshole?
Yeah, we would have kicked him through the portal. Oh.
The Birdman?
Yeah, he just kind of played the same role as Sultan.
No, we didn't like him.
He just, all he did was escort you around a tower.
I mean, there was nothing wrong with Axel, but there's just something
but
about Sultan.
Did he fall in love with one of our familiars? No.
Well, he didn't verbalize it.
He has a shrine to Apricot in his closet, but he won't speak of it.
Whenever I picture, like whenever people say stuff like that, does anyone remember Hey Arnold?
Yep, that's all I picture.
That's what I was referring to, so you got it.
The candle. The scariest part's the candle. The whole house could burn down.
The gum hair.
They're in an apartment. That is...
Thank you all for being in the same...
Y'all remember the fucking 3D episode that you had to buy cereal boxes to get the glasses to watch it?
Yes.
No, because I didn't get the glasses, so I don't remember anything about that.
You probably watched it and be like, why is this so goddamn blurry?
Do I need glasses?
All right, sorry for the side tangent.
So what are you all going to do?
Short rest.
I mean, someone would be down for just like a short rest, a little nap.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm pretty tired. Does this feel like a good place to like hang out for a little while? I got knocked out a lot.
Whiskey, if we go back through the portal, do you think we can come back again? Because it smells really bad here.
Well, the thing is, I do not have enough magic to get us through the portal. Because that took a third level spell slot.
You had to cast magic to get us through that portal?
Yeah.
That was months ago, so I mean, not in game, but I did not remember. Yeah.
3 minutes ago, Dr. Shepard.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I had to, I've spent all my spells at this point, so I need at least an hour rest so I can do some arcane recovery and meditate and get my power back.
Yeah, like an hour would be great.
Yeah, then I could resummon Apricot. She could probably eat all this fish and then it wouldn't smell so bad.
There we go.
It's like a long Roomba.
Times like this that I wish I had prestidigitation.
I hear that petting ferrets helps heal HP.
Ferrets also kind of smell bad.
Now that I think about it, this whole planet smells like shit.
Hold on. I got it. Hold on.
More like stink jammer. Wait, no, smell jammer. Shit, it was right there.
Oh, and Jeremy can fix it in post.
Info's going to pick up two rocks, and Info's going to use magical tinkering on them so that they emit a nice, lovely odor.
What scent?
Lemon fresh.
Nice.
Okay, like Clorox lemon fresh.
Like an actual like fresh citrusy. Squeezed lemon, and like a lemonade I smell like almost. And then the other one will be lavender.
So
isn't that just like a thing that is served with?
Yeah,
fish,
I was about to say it's like a lemon butter sauce.
Yeah, lemon butter smell.
One's lemon, one's butter.
Lemon and lavender. And Info's just gonna like hand them to the people with noses because Info doesn't give a shit.
It's suddenly grown very appetizing.
You know what? I don't know if I've got a fucking nose.
You don't have a nose.
I don't think I've got a nose.
Wait, so that's like their weak. They literally can't smell. Can you imagine that? That'd be a pretty big weakness. You smell nothing.
That's just like everyone who's had COVID.
That's like, yeah. They have eternally have COVID. Oh. That's like, that means a Lithids will die in a fire if it's the middle of the night.
I might have a nose.
I mean, only if that they smoke wet. And...
Okay, so are we doing a short rest?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
While we figure out if Info can smell, we're doing a short rest.
Because I'm going to do some hit die if that's the case.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I think I'm going to use, like, all my fucking hit die.
What's a hit die?
For Artificer, I believe it's D8. It may be a D10.
Yeah, what is that? I've never used them.
On short rest, you can expend hit die. You have as many as you have your level. So, like I have 7 D10 hit die because I'm a level 7 fighter. And then you can expend those during your short rest. And then every long rest you receive, I think like half of those back. But you get to basically just like roll for HP. So it should be your hit die plus your
con.
Is it con? Okay.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, you don't get them all back on a long rest, though. So, like, you don't really want
to... If anyone wants to save them, I can also, like, Hands of Healing, and then I get all those points back at the end of the short rest anyway.
Okay, yeah. That'd be nice.
Well, I have, like, 6 from Artificer and 1 from Fighter, so...
So you're just taking an hour, right? You're just doing a short rest?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what are you all doing during this time? Just discussing whether or not Info has a sense of smell?
Yeah, and talking about whether or not we should actually go after Sultan, which I think we should. And I think
we should see what else is in here. Those two are going to run somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm summoning Apricot, but first I'm quickly throwing out some healing. So I've got 4 units of 6 hit points to be distributed however people want.
On top of your hit dice for the short rest?
Mm-hmm.
Did everybody already roll their hit dice?
I'm at 24 out of 45.
I
already rolled my hit dice, but I can remove one of those if there's a leftover healing.
I've got more, but I worry. I've only got 2 more. Kind of want to save them just in case.
Yeah, you can have some free stuff.
So just to kind of re-describe where you're at, you all came through this portal, and you were on this highest tier of a cliff inside of this cave, at least in the area you're in. Above you, the ceiling is pretty tall, but you're so high up that you're relatively close to the ceiling compared to the rest of this cave. there is a slight downward ramp that goes slopes down maybe, you know, 4 or 5 feet, and then it leads right to this running river that seems to be coming up cracks in the wall, and then it's like two little streams joining together and then cascading into a waterfall that drops down into another area that's like a good 100 feet down or so. You all have not explored too much further than that, but you do see that across the river there's also some land that it seems to be level before reaching the cliff where the waterfall leads to. And so you are up on this, like, most elevated part of this cave. The only light in here is that glowing portal, and then there's this mold all around you that is, like, just ever so slightly bioluminescent. It allows you to see, like, each other, though not in color or anything, but it's really hard to see too far. Everything is very dark and shadowy. And as you're all standing up here, why don't you all make a perception check?
Oh, you know my perception's off the wall.
I'm real good at these.
Well, that's a 10. Whiskey don't see shit. That's She's busy talking to Howard.
Ooh, Ava got a 17.
Nice.
Nice.
17 with advantage.
Oh, actually, can I have an advantage because I have Apricot now and she can also perceive?
Yes, because I feel like Apricot's really good at smells. Do you, like, experience the world apricot? Through Apricot?
No, I can. I don't think I, like, de facto do, but Apricot only got a 3. So
oh, no.
She's overwhelmed by the fish. She's in, like, a fish coma.
Yeah, Apricot can't, if I can see or smell anything else.
That's a mood. That's how I feel after getting Taco Bell, so I can only imagine.
Oh, man, I want Taco Bell.
I got a 7 after talking up my awesome perception. My passive perception is 17. I rolled a 7.
Also, keep in mind that Rodney cannot be surprised because he has Vigilant.
Well, if your passive perception is 17, then I think that means the lowest you can get on as a perception check is 17.
I don't know.
At any point in time, you're experiencing a 17 in terms of what you observe.
Well, shit. If my DM tells me that, I'm not going to argue it.
Yeah, my passive investigation and perception are 17.
So it sounds to me like Info, Dr. Shepherd, and Ava are the most perceptive of this group right now. Normally, it would obviously be Apricot, but Apricot is eating 5 times her weight in fish.
She's like a sphere now.
And what you don't see anything. It is too dark to see. Even with dark vision, though, just the way that the room is shaped, like, you can see, but there's so many, like, jutting stalactites and so many rocks and the big glowing glass tubes and all this stuff that you cannot see very far into this cave. I mean, the two spellcasters were running off towards basically, like, a shadowy area around a corner and behind some, so it is hard to see. However, the three of you do... You hear, and it was there the whole time, you're realizing. It's just such a low tone, and then there's the rushing constant sound of the water right near you. You hear, like, a deep humming sound that seems to be emanating through this whole cave in addition to the rushing water. It's only now that it's so silent, aside from the water, that you realize this humming is present and unnatural.
I'm sorry, did you say we could tell which direction it was coming from or no?
Well, not really. It's coming from in front of you and descending down these cliffs, coming from that direction. It's not coming from behind you or anything since you're up against a wall. And you're at the highest point of this cliff, so it's definitely coming from in front of you and down somewhere where the water seems to be leading.
Dr. Shepherd will stand up from his short rest. Give a big stretch. I guess we should follow the humming. You all hear that, right?
Hear what?
Yes?
The humming? It's like...
What?
Oh, I thought you were meditating.
I mean, I hear Apricot eating fish.
Oh, and Howard. Howard's munching real loud.
They've probably, in 1 hour, those two have probably fucking cleared so much of this fish.
Like, it's only by virtue of the fact that they're not, like, they're immortal and, like, spectral that they haven't eaten themselves to death.
Do they poop out, like, glitter? Because they're just not even real?
Oh, I hope so.
I haven't given it much thought, but now that we're here, yeah, let's go around and say what we think apricot poops.
I bet they look like those glittery dice. Like the really glittery resin dice. They just like...
It's like a wombat. They're like perfect cubes.
I like it.
We gotta follow them, right? I mean, we got this far.
Yeah.
No point in being quiet. We just had a massive battle, so let's just wander over.
Well, you know what we could do is we could send Howard or Apricot ahead to scout. You know, just so we know what we're getting into.
Can they walk?
Yeah, they're probably like fucking hamster balls
right
now.
They can float. They can float. Roll them. I forgot they can float.
Well, did anyone see any like footprints or anything?
Right, we should probably, like, look around, see if there's anything other than fish guts everywhere.
Like, I mean, you know, Zoltan's, like, a lizard guy, and they're, like, fish people. They probably have, like, different footprints, right?
Right, let's look for some footprints.
Wait, and that humming didn't Zoltan say something about lizards, like, emitting some sort of frequency, and that's how he and Howard were, like, flirting?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Howard. Jeremy already made that canon.
Dr. Right. Shepard, you can, like, talk to Howard in his head, right?
I talk in a lot of heads. I don't remember. Let me try. What's up, Howard? I don't think he said meep. Hey Howard.
Meep.
Hey Howard, if you can understand me, will you just raise a paw?
He raises a paw.
Okay, cool. We're getting somewhere. Can you say anything other than meep?
Meep.
Okay, cool. But you can understand me.
Meep.
Okay, cool. Do you feel Zoltan's vibrations from any of these paths?
Meep.
You're gonna have to point, buddy.
Meep.
And his tail's gonna point towards the waterfall.
He says meep, but pointed down the waterfall.
And the rest of you, all you just see is, like, Howard's tail moving. You don't even hear the meep. That's in your mind. It's the most complex possible thoughts.
How high up is this waterfall?
So, from where you're at, you're, like, 5 feet in terms of, like, you walk down a 5-foot ramp, and then you're at the river delta. Not the river. You're at the delta of this little underwater creek. And then it leads forward, and there's a cliff... a larger cliff face, and that's where you see a couple of these big glass tubes, and you see two winding paths to either side. But beyond that, there's just the edge of the waterfall. None of you have gone close enough to the side, but you can just tell from where you're at, like, looking down, it seems like it drops down at, like, 50, 60, 100 feet, something like that.
Okay. So not one that Sol would want to, like, ride down.
No, it's like a drop. It's like at least somewhere between 50 and 100 foot drop.
Is it dim light in here, Jeremy?
Very dim, I would say. If that's an option, it's more dim than dim. It's like just enough to kind of see, barely see each other. If you have dark vision, you can see, but because it's a cave, there's all these rocks and things, it's still pretty hard to see without moving.
I was just saying, because I can give myself flying speed if I'm in dim or darkness.
Yeah, it's definitely dark enough for that.
So at least Shep would be covered, but...
Why are you doing that? Are you flying again?
I'm gonna go ahead and click my heels and start flying just to kind of show off, because I can do this for... Oh, it's only 1 minute. Never mind, I don't do that yet, because I think we may need a plan for more than a minute.
You hover for a second.
I can levitate somebody, but only one.
Meep.
No, I... Did he just say that in my brain?
Yes. You never broke the connection with Howard.
Okay, Howard's I break it.
How powerful is he?
Because that would have scared the shit out of Dr. Shepherd if all of a sudden there's a...
They're just so used to ignoring people and just stop talking to them when it's up to them, when it benefits
I'll break,
them.
I'm breaking it. I don't want to. That scared me.
Howard just starts looking around frantically.
Yeah, he didn't even know who was talking to him.
Oh, Howard.
Is everything okay baby? Over there between you two?
I'm going to go pick Howard up and give him some pets. You know, tell him it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about that weird doctor man.
Howard stares at you with his wide, unassuming eyes.
Whiskey, can you fly?
Well, I do technically know how to fly, but I cannot currently fly.
Wait, what? So, can you remind me what the thing is that we're trying to get across or down?
Yeah, so you're just up on this cliff and there's these two ramps that go down to a lower area, like a sandy little delta beach that's on the ground. That's like a 5-foot drop down. It's very easy to just walk down this ramp. And then there's this stream. It's almost like a river, but I don't want to call it a river because the water is kind of coming out of cracks in the walls. And they join together in front of you and form a waterfall that seems to drop down pretty far. None of you have gone across the waterfall at this point to look over the cliff as of yet. But
Solred's over there.
So you're welcome to do that, to go over there and try to explore. But this area that's level with the top of the waterfall, there is a lot of flat land. Like I would say, this part of the cave is a good 200 feet wide or so. And there are paths that wind in either direction. But if Solred does move forward across the river and then look over the edge of the cliff, then you definitely can see a lot more, especially being a dwarf that has... Dwarves have dark vision, correct?
I have 60 feet.
And so, essentially, all the things we're trying to strategize about now are around, like, we don't want to fall and take fall damage.
Well, no one is...
I think we're just trying to decide where to go because there's a path that goes to the right, a path that goes to the left, and then there's, like, two paths that swing down closer to, like, where the bottom of the waterfall is. But I think Dr. Shepherd's conversation with Howard has potentially led us to believe that Sultan is somewhere near the bottom of the waterfall based on vibrations.
Okay, well,
I think we're probably going to want to take one of these two paths down.
Yeah, I'll go down.
Well,
there.
If you all want to go look over the waterfall, you can see a lot more.
Taking a peek.
We might also want to break these little glass thingies that have the weird critters in them.
That might set off an alarm.
Wow.
I think I am going to go ahead and click my toes and just kind of fly over and kind of do a little bit of recon, just like flying over that waterfall, because I can do it three times in a short rest, so like it's not like it's going to be any big deal for me to do this flying, and I figure that way maybe I can get some recon and come back and
just make sure you don't go out more than 30 seconds worth.
Yeah. I'll get all the way to the edge, then click my feet, and then just very quickly do a quick lap to... I kind of want to scout the area.
Well, if you're going to fly over to the edge at all, or if Solred's going to come and peer over the edge, you're all going to see a lot.
Okay.
So as, as the two of you go and look over the edge... You see that this cave opens up into a much larger area. I'm talking a coliseum size room. A huge area of the cave where all this water seems to be collecting at the bottom in a very large pond. And based on what you see, there are multiple of these little tributaries coming from various places in the cave and all leading to this room. There are a total of about five waterfalls cascading down into this main pit of an area that from at the edge of this cliff now, you can see is definitely about 100 feet down into this massive round area with all this water pooling together. And then in the center is this giant piece of coral. It's almost like a coral island in the center. And on top of it, you see an absolutely enormous crab. The crab is larger than the Gary. It is absolutely massive. And it is standing in the center of this coral portion of the of this island. And in front of it, you see what looks to be about 20 Kuatoa kneeling in this pool of water in the dim glow of this bioluminescent fungus, all humming and chanting some sort of low mantra to this giant, enormous crustacean. You also see in this room about half a dozen or so small floating orbs all darting around and moving slowly in the darkness. And they all look to be very similar to beholders, but smaller. And from what you can tell, most of them only have four tendrils coming off of them. From this distance, it's
hard
to
get. Are they like the one that we saw before we poured it over? We saw something like that in the other place, didn't
we? So not like the one you fought, but like the ones that... There was one of these you encountered earlier when you were first encountering the Jace-looking mage, the one with the glowing cloak, made of a displacer beast. But not quite. They don't look nearly as large as the one you had all just fought previously before going through the portal.
Important question. Do we see Zoltan?
From what you can see up here, you see in front of this giant crab is some sort of dais or altar, and all across it on this coral dais are corpses. You see the bodies of multiple lizard folk. You see bodies of Kuatoa. You see bodies of Sawaguin. You see bodies of Arakokra. And you see piles of random fish, sharks, and sea life all strewn on top of this altar. You see one of the... it doesn't seem to be the same ones you were fighting before, but it's wearing similar clothing. It looks like one of the priests is standing up at this altar, and next to it is hovering one of these little tentacled-eyed creatures. And they all seem to be doing some sort of prayer, some sort of humming mantra in front of this thing. At this point, none of them seem to be looking your way or paying any attention to you. All around this room, surrounding it is an upper cliff area, and strewn all around that are more of those glass tubes. Of strange brain parasites in them. You do not see the cloaked mage that you all fought before, the one you named Jace, the glowing displacer cloak, and you do not see any cybernetic Kuatoa. All of these seem to be the same kind of natural Kuatoa you just fought.
Dr. Shepard, I think we might need to go get Axel.
And it's definitely hard to tell if Zoltan is amongst the bodies.
So, obviously, us playing right now can see this map and can see all the figures. How many of those figures on this map are alive and which are dead? Like, are all those Kuatoa that are scattered in front of us, directly at the bottom of the waterfall, are they all alive, chanting?
I think all the dead ones are, like, the lizard folk and stuff that aren't in the circles.
Yeah, okay. All the ones in the water there are kneeled down.
So with that literally prayer. Is, like, 30 actual Kuatoa standing in front of us that...
Yes, at the bottom of this waterfall, about 100 feet down. Also, Soul Red... Dr. Shepard and Info, did you wander over here and look as well?
Yeah.
I see Info creeped up next to me. They want to see what's going on.
Info sees this and just goes, nope.
Like,
nope.
I need the listeners to know that on the map we're looking at, literally everyone is like rendered in a cartoon style, except the crab is a photo. It's a photograph of a crab.
Yeah, but it's like a blurry photograph of a crab.
I know, it's like a
probably low
the
crab
res
isn't meant
image
to be the size of a titan.
It's a big crab.
As you're all looking over this, the three of you, Info, Dr. Shepard, and Soul Red, you hear a voice. So you still live. Come, deliver yourselves. It is time we feast. And you hear that in your head. All three of you hear that in your head. Not
run steps back.
Not echoing throughout this chamber, but in your head. And I need all three of you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh no! Oh,
no, the worst for Info.
I'm really good at these.
Info got a 6.
22.
Oh, 18.
Oh.
Info, good thing, Rob, you've been thinking up other characters, because we may need to leave you behind.
No.
Info. You have been charmed.
Can you be charmed? You're like a robot.
I just think
they can't be poisoned.
I'm immune to disease and magical sleep.
By a big crab.
So you are charmed, and you're just staring. So as they're investigating, Info just walks up. You just start gazing over, and Info, they start like talking and discussing kind of what they're seeing, and you're just staring down at this cliff with your arms at your side, completely just engorged in what you're seeing.
Oh god, I've seen Ghostbusters 2. I know what happens here. I'm Ray.
Sol Red and Dr. Shepard, you can, if you were to look at Info, they're looking overly robotic today. They are literally just staring to this chasm.
Can Sol Red go over and try to shake him out of it?
Sure.
Does like the whole like cartoon like across the face a few times. Snap out of it, man!
Yeah, you start shaking Info, and Info is just not responding. Just literally staring forward. You can tell something is wrong with Info.
Dr. Shepard? You're like a doctor, right? I think something happened to Info.
I'm gonna cast Levitate on Info. Yeah, start pushing him back.
And yeah, I'll pull him back.
Factory reset time.
I think
Whiskey is at the portal and just waiting.
So my plan was, if Info jumped, I was gonna just try to levitate them. But whatever you've got, you know, planned or whatever this mind charm is, Jeremy. Well, my goal is to levitate Info, have Sol Red push them back towards the portal, as I also fly back towards the portal.
This has ruined
because
my
there's
plan.
No fucking way we can.
Whiskey, you should just like throw a fireball down there, and then we can head out.
I can either get us out of here, or I can throw a fireball. So, you think we should head back?
I think we're gonna need the rest of the birds. I forget. What are they called? They're not the birds.
The
air cocra. Jeez, I could not remember the word for D&D birds.
I'm guessing we don't go back to the lizard folk and tell them that we got a bunch of their folk killed and lost Sultan and need some more help. We shouldn't do that.
I didn't see Sultan down there.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, you might have. You're not sure. You saw multiple lizard folk bodies and a lot of other corpses of other things.
Jeremy, I would know Zoltan from a mile away. I love that guy.
Can I? Oh, hell, this is a bad plan. All right. If all of us gather up at the portal and get ready to go, because it's a pretty instantaneous thing, right?
Yeah, if you can go through it. It took up a lot of your magic last time.
Yeah, well, I took a good rest and used arcane recovery so that I can get us home if I need to. Saving that shit. If we'll all gather around here, I will send Howard over, quiet-like, to see if he can find Sultan. And he can let us know. Because if Sultan's dead, then I'm going to be real sad. But then I don't feel at all bad about leaving. And if he's not there, then I don't feel all bad about leaving.
What did you guys see down there?
There's like a lot of fish and then this really big crab.
It's so beautiful. Crab.
Like, you buried the lead on the crab.
It's Whoa. The crab is bigger than Gary.
Like, the crab could crush all of us with one pincher, probably.
And then 30 Kuatoa. More than just almost killed us.
And some of those eyeball things.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
Info, what spells do you have?
Oh, crap.
No!
Why do you need to know that, Jeremy?
Light.
Let's see. Disguise self. Featherfall. Grease. Heroism. Shield. Cure wounds. Branding smite. Enlarge reduce. Warding bond. Web. Chaos bolt. Chromatic orb. And toll the dead. And thorn whip. Ray of frost and fireball.
Info turns around and casts Chromatic Orb at Whiskey.
Oh, fuck.
So do I... Okay.
So you just roll, it all.
All right.
Do I roll a save for this?
I assume Rodney's with us, right?
Uh-huh.
Rodney is with you.
Okay, because we're going to need his deflect attack here.
I was going to say, is it to hit or to save?
Okay, what damage type do you want the Chromatic Orb to be, Jeremy?
I think you roll for that, too. Don't you, Rob?
I clicked on it and it says choose damage type.
Oh, gotcha.
Chaos Bolt is the one that's random.
Okay.
All right, so...
The Chromatic Orb attack was a 7. Right, no, right, it's the damage.
What,
never mind.
Well, kind of. What kind of spell slots do you have?
First level. For some reason, Chromatic Orb does not show up at second level.
Well, do you have second level or third level spells?
I have second level spells. Chaos Bolt is the only one that's offensive. Everything else is restraint or support.
Right. So because of this charm or control, it's not really charm, but it's the closest thing. You are casting it at like max power and attacking Whiskey, so it would be second level. So that'd be one plus an additional D8.
Oh, okay. It doesn't even give me the option on my sheet to have that as a second level. That's weird.
So basically, it'll end up being a total how do you of get 4D8.
How do you get the
Chromatic Orb? It's from Magic Initiate. It's from a feat, so I don't have a second level Chromatic Orb, because it's from the Magic Initiate Wizard feat.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you couldn't upcast Initiate stuff.
Yeah, I took that when I didn't think I had spells because I wasn't paying attention to the fact that I had spells in the character creator.
So it's just the standard 3d8. Alright, so Info's gonna turn. Info casts Chromatic Orb on Whiskey. And Info is trying to hit you with acid damage.
Ow!
It's a 14. I'll roll again because Rodney will use his deflect attack. And it was a 12.
Still hits.
Damn, woman, get some armor.
A 12?
I've only got a 13.
It's like a stiff breeze to Info.
You almost can't get lower than that.
So you're trying to get Info out of here, and Info turns and hits you with this acid Chromatic Orb.
Damn it! Then that was how much damage?
12 acid damage.
Alright, I think we should go.
Yeah, we're all at the thing.
You're all at the portal.
Yeah.
I'm gonna spend my magic and try to send us through.
Everyone, including Info?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, we're not gonna leave Info. It's obvious that something happened to Info.
And even if it wasn't, Info's character contains multitudes. So we never know.
And that's just in his hotbox.
So you use your magical energy, Whiskey, and you open the portal back up, and all six of you, including Rodney, and all seven of you, since You got Apricot out.
And Howard.
Wow. The nine of you.
We have a whole entourage.
Actually, no, I left Howard to go look for Sultan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, he'll just disappear
when
if
he
you
gets
get out
squished,
of range.
He'll disappear. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Yeah, so you sent Howard out. You go through the portal.
Yep.
All of you teleport. And as soon as you move more than however many feet, you realize that you automatically unsummon Howard. Because they can only exist within so many hundred feet of you. And you reappear back in the other room where you had all originally fought that spellcaster.
Please tell me it's empty, an empty room.
You all go through this portal, and then when you show up in the other room, it is empty. And that is where we'll end this episode of Eclipse.
Hello, everybody. It is me, Adam DeWeese, a.k.a. your resident doctor and or resident Illithid and or resident Dr. Shepard. I hope you all are enjoying Eclipse so far. Thank you all so, so much for not only following along for as long as you have. You know, we're on episode 49 now. That's quite a bit of a commitment. So thank you all so much for listening to this point. Also, thank you all so, so much for your patience. We have had quite the year. So Jeremy usually edits our episodes. He had a hell of a year. He got married. Congratulations, Jeremy. He got a new house. Congratulations, Jeremy. He had to renovate that new house. And also there was like just, you know, life and work and a lot of shit that came up. And we apologize for how long it's been since we dropped an episode. We have lots recorded. I believe we have 11 or 12 more episodes recorded. So it's not a lack of content recorded. It was just a wild year, which I'm sure is true for 90% or more of everybody listening right now. Everybody had a wild 2023 year. And we appreciate the hell out of you all for your patience with us. We have gotten new patrons from specifically this show, even when we had a big gap in episode releases. And that means more than you could ever know from us. So thank you all so much for sticking with us, for listening with us. We're not going anywhere. We are going to be recording this show for many, many years to come. We've got like a year of content still even to drop, and we are still actively recording more and more. So we have lots of content for you all. Do not worry about content stopping on this show. I will say that. There may be a lapse here or there in an episode drop, and that just comes with the territory of owning a kind of a hobby podcast and a hobby network of podcasts, which is what the Majestic Goose Network is. We're not in this for money. We are in this for the joy of the shows, for the fun of recording the shows, and for the love we receive back from listeners for the show. Like, those are the reasons we do it. We do not do these shows for money. But the fact that you all still tune in every time we drop an episode and actively wait for us to drop episodes just means more to us than you all could ever imagine. And we appreciate the hell out of you all. Thank you all so much. We're trying to get back on a bi-weekly schedule. I hope I don't look like a liar in 2 weeks' time when we're not able to drop an episode. I'm hoping we can stick to the two-week episode drops. However, like I mentioned, stay subscribed to this show. We've got so much content already recorded, and we're recording more content in like 4 days. We are still going. We are still recording. It is just the editing that we are trying to get caught back up on. A couple of the shows on the network all kind of fell behind a little bit with just the wild year of 2023. But we are trying to go in to January strong of 2024, and we are trying to release a shit ton of content all across the network. So if this is the first show you've listened to on the network, please go check out the other shows on the Majestic Goose Network. Our Patreon now is Pay What You Want, so you can go to patreon.com/Majestic Goose. Sign up for as low as $2 a month and support all the shows on the network and get all the bonus content we release. We have got only one single tier, $2 a month, and you get everything we drop on that Patreon, including a new Discord role, so go check it out. And if you haven't yet left us a 5-star rating review, please do. Those help us so much in more ways beyond just making our day whenever we read them all. It also helps us in charting and visibility of the podcast. So go leave us some 5-star rating reviews on whatever podcatcher you use. Spotify, Apple, Stitcher. Is Stitcher still a thing? I think that might have closed down this year. I'm not sure. But no matter where you get your podcast, leave us a 5-star rating review. That would help us a ton. And again, thank you all so much. And we should be back to bi-weekly releases now. Hopefully, please grant us a little bit of leniency if we miss a week or so. But we are going to be back with content coming in way more frequent than we have been in 2023. Thank you all so much. And we super look forward to hanging out with you all throughout 2024. Join our Discord if you haven't yet, because we're in there like every day, even when we're not dropping episodes. Thank you all. See you all in 2 weeks.